אילת, לא שומעים.
אילת, we can hear you. We were given the path of Torah from Rabash Article 3, the meaning of truth and faith. We were given the path of faith, which is above reason, namely not to take our sensations and reason into account, but say, as it is written, they have eyes and see not, they have ears and hear not. Rather, we should believe that the Creator is certainly the overseer, and He knows what is good for me and what is not good for me. Therefore, He wants me to feel my state as I do. And for myself, I do not care how I feel myself, because I want to work in order to bestow. Therefore, the main thing is that I need to work for the Creator. And although I feel that there is no wholeness in my work, still in the kelim of the Upper One, meaning from the perspective of the Upper One, I'm utterly complete. As it is written, the cast out will not be cast out from Him. Hence, I'm satisfied with my work, that I have the great privilege of serving the King, even at the lowest degree. That too, I regard as a great privilege, that the Creator has allowed me to come closer to Him, at least to some degree. Workshop question. How do we help each other to continue to feel the privilege of serving the King, even in the lowest degree states? Again, the workshop question, how do we help each other continue to feel the privilege of serving the King, even in the lowest states? Again, an active workshop, how do we help each other continue to feel the privilege of serving the King, even in the lowest degrees? Exactly, because there is none else besides Him. This is the greatest truth and the thing that a person tends most to forget when he stumbles into what they call here the lowest states. And we need to create such a connection between us, such an environment where this value is the leading value, and we remind each other of that. Yeah, maybe specifically in these states, we need to help each other to be drawn towards the greatness of the Creator and to remember where everything starts. It says here on the title, Arvut is above everything. I think this is the key for how to maintain the greatness of the Creator, even in the lowest states. The question is, how do we understand what the lowest states are? But obviously, there is none else besides Him. He's good that does good. He works inside of the ten, inside of the group, inside of the world kli, as we saw now in that great convention we had. And we must not allow the friends or ourselves to forget about that. We must not go back to some routine. We have to allow this feeling to pump more inside of us, to excite us more each moment. An example is something very powerful that we have in our hands. When the friends give an example, there's nothing like that. You just have to be, to try to be among those examples. Yeah, and maybe the last thing that I can add is the permanence in the work. So there is none else besides Him in the ten, with the example that we get from the friends, and also the permanence in the work, that indeed, in the lowest states, when you are like a little beast, the only thing that can bring you out is the fact that this beast is simply used to get up in the morning at 2 a.m. and come here, and this is how we advance. I don't quite know what to add, other than the fact that in a Congress it was very felt, very much felt, how much we can generate for each other an environment that will be able to free us from the limitations and problems of this world and the ego, and to truly exist in a very tangible manner among the friends. Yeah, habit is something that helps, but in the end, if the friends will not want me or will not want that I will have the greatness of the Creator, it's not going to happen. And you won't be able to maintain that feeling of the privilege of serving the King. Now, specifically, we have a very nice example when there are opportunities for all of the friends to integrate and bring themselves to the society. And this seems to me as something that keeps this privilege, the feeling of this privilege. I think Gershon is talking about dissemination, and there is always a place to do it, whether we understand or we don't, whether we want to or not. If we feel like it or we don't feel like it, we go out to dissemination, and out of that we integrate with the spirit of the society, and it always wakes us up. Here we have the best example. You can see the friends in practice serving the King. And you can also see the greatness of the friends, how devoted they are. Truly, they never let go of dissemination all the time. It's enough that you are like a child hanging around between their feet. After a few minutes, you already completely get into it. These are the friends. This is their strength. Yeah, because indeed what is important is to always give the friend some inspiration, some greatness of the goal, in dissemination, in lessons, with the personal example that you give each and every day. And that way, if we give a personal example to each other, well, we have to keep the greatness of the Creator. The question was, how do we help each other continue to feel the privilege of serving the King? We can always go back to remember the moments when a person discovered this wisdom, when a penny dropped, and he realized what this is about and what salvation there is in this for life, how this is what he was searching for his whole life. And exerting in those places where you make an effort, you discover the quality, the uniqueness of the wisdom. We can simply help each other, very simply, you know, give the greatness of the Creator and to be concerned that each friend will have his spiritual necessity. And not to forget to make room for the Creator to be revealed between us in this network, to do whatever we can and make that room, that space between us, leave it for Him, so that the surrounding light will attach us, connect us, warm up the hearts, and help us to grind the hearts, not to give up the true work.
Yeah, what else to add? I think the question also folds the answer in it. And the answer is that this lowly state is alone, and together is, that's it.
Well, let's get into it together with a common prayer. The last thing we should maybe mention is that only by praying we can keep this path. So let's pray together that all the friends will come together, will connect, will reach, will come to the lessons, and together we will be able to reach giving contentment to Him.
Le'agid ba'boker chasdecha Le'agid ba'boker chasdecha.